Hey man, what's going on? I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Lawyer Johnson Shave Your Ball Comedy Sports Radio Show. I have a guy in here today that's he's a comedian, he's real funny. My homeboy Carl Youngman. So yeah, now make sure y'all show him some love. Make sure you go on his Facebook page, Twitter page, like his page, and follow out all the things that he's doing on Facebook. So, Carl, how you feel, brother? How you feel?
I'm good, man. I was a little parched earlier, you know what I'm saying? But I got my water now, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling kind of good, you know what I'm saying? Lawyer's been a heck of a host, you know what I mean? He offered me some water, you know, to the roof. We chopped it up. Now we here, about to do our sports thing. I'm feeling good, man. Appreciate for having me.
No problem, dude. We would have been on here earlier, but Carl was all color people tired today, you know, so we we had to start a little bit late. It was cool, though, because you know how we get together. We all color people tired.
You know what I'm saying? Color people tired, but color people have issues from time to time. They just always see CP tap.
Color people time, man. So what's going on with you though, Carl?
Man, not a whole lot, man. I got a show tonight downtown at the Carnegie Hall. I think it's Carnegie
Hall. Okay,
that's what's going on. I don't really know where it's at, but if you look at my Facebook page, I'm gonna be sharing it in a few minutes. Outside of that, man, just keeping busy with these shows, man. Doing as many shows as I can. I love the mic. I'm more trying to just get better and better, trying to perfect all my sets and stuff like that, man. Just basically comedy shows, work, and family, man. I'm a family man, bro.
Yeah, I know you just had a little one probably like 3 years ago. Your daughter's 3 years old, right?
Yeah, she'll be three July 27th. Monica be three July 27th. Shout out to Monica. Tyson will be nine in June 2nd. And my other two, they just had birthdays. They 16 and 12 now. They grown. They don't need me no more.
Are you expecting to have any more kids?
Hell to the no. I'm good on that. I'm done. I think I done got past you in that kid area. I waited long enough. Got into my 30s and had kids, man.
I'm retired. I'm not having any more kids.
I think I'm gonna retire this thing too, man. Because he don't need no more birds.
I'm done. Like my daughter graduate in June, so that's my baby.
Is that your baby?
That's my baby.
She graduated from high school.
She graduated from high school.
That's your last one.
The last one.
See, that's why I have issues with your folks. Got kids who graduate from school and stuff like that, and I just got kids who just now getting through diapers.
So that's the last one, and we're gonna have fun. She'll be out here soon. Yeah. So we're gonna have a lot of fun, but I understand. So how's it with the little woman? Do you get to hang out with her like
Monica?
The young baby?
Oh man, we kick it. She thugged out, man. That she's a horrible little person.
Is she?
Yeah, she is. She is not nice. She looks cute, has dimples, and that's why it makes them horrible. The more they smile at you, the more you. No, it's a beautiful thing though, man. I love kids, man. For one, I love kids. And to just have my own kids, whatever, it's easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to deal with, the easiest thing to do. And like I said, she's the love of my life. But my son, that's my franchise player.
That's your friend. Do you play sports?
Not yet. I'm a franchise tag him so he can't leave. My daughter's.
Oh, so you saying if he leave, you gonna be the only dude in the
yeah,
house?
Yeah, I'm franchise tagging him. You gotta put a franchise tag
you
on him.
You can't handle being in the house, dude, all alone with all the women.
Look,
now.
Bro, I feel sorry for my son when I leave. All the time, man. Like he's outnumbered. Like I let him win stuff, but he's not supposed to win.
Because of all the women in the house.
Oh my God. Yeah, I let them win. Shit, man.
I had two sisters, and I don't. It was different because I'm the baby. So my sisters, they was real overprotected over me. But they used to put them nails on me though. My sisters would scratch me to death. I had to learn how to
Hey man, look.
That's the issue
because he got a 16-year-old sister. He got a 12-year-old sister, and they all taller than him. You know, he's small. He's the short one.
Do they smack him around a lot?
They bet not. I'm going. you can't touch the franchise. You know what I'm saying? You can't touch the franchise player. He's like Tom Brady in the house. I let him do all he can do. He can do no wrong. Tyson Cole Youngman can do no wrong in my house.
I feel you.
That's my buddy, man. That's my man.
I feel you. So you're from Mississippi, right?
Man, look.
What part of Mississippi are you from? You from Jasper, Mississippi?
Meridian.
Meridian? How far?
Meridian, Mississippi is right on the, like, there's Alabama right here.
Okay.
And then there's Meridian right here. And then there's Jackson, Mississippi right there. So we would go back and forth. You know how, like, we go, everybody go from Tucson to Phoenix, whatever. It's pretty much like that from Jackson to Meridian. But, man, be honest, bro, lawyer, man, I've grown up everywhere, dude. I've done 7 years. I mean, everybody don't know this pretty much. But I did 7 years. I was born in Chicago.
Okay.
I lived in Chicago for 7 years. Okay. I feel like a military brat. I'm a full-blooded American.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was born in Chicago. Lived in Indiana for 3 years. Lived down south in Mississippi for 7 years until I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved down to Florida.
Okay.
In Tampa, Florida. Then I moved out here in 04, 05. And I've been out here ever since, man. I love it out here.
You like it in AZ?
I like it in AZ, man. You can get a lot of things and live your life comfortably out here. You don't have to stress too much. I mean, stress is always there, but you don't have to stress as much. You know what I mean? And so I like it out here, man. I dig it. The only thing I miss is my family. Shouts out to my folks out there in Mississippi, Florida, Chicago. You know what I mean, y'all?
So being that you're from Mississippi and you spent part of your life in Chicago,
uh-huh.
And now you in Arizona. So, are you a Cardinals fan or a Chicago fan?
Woo!
Mississippi don't have a sports team.
But we got the best. We got the greatest all-time football players.
Straight out of Mississippi. Down there,
All the great foot. Look at Google the top foot five NFL football players of all time, and they all come from schools in Mississippi.
Top five,
guaranteed.
I'm gonna have to fact check it. Okay.
Brett Favre. I ain't gotta do it. I'll tell you right now. Brett Favre went to Southern Mississippi University.
Okay.
Out of Hattiesburg.
Okay.
Jerry Rice went to Mississippi Valley State.
Okay.
Up there in Starkville, Mississippi.
Okay.
Walter Payton went to Jackson State. We done. We ain't gotta Google this. The best football players, eternal football players, come from Mississippi. The great college football players come from Florida. That's just what it is, man.
Hey, man. So are you a Chicago fan or you a Cardinals fan? Man?
Okay, it's complicated, man.
It's not complicated.
Man. Okay, well, check this out. It's not complicated. Okay, I just bottom line it. Okay, I'm a Cardinals fan. The Bears are like my third tier team. Okay, the Chicago Bears are like my third tier team.
So who's your number one and two?
My number one team is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay,
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay,
you know what I mean. And my other team, I like the Cardinals. I'm a Cardinals fan. And if Chicago is on TV, I'm gonna watch them. You know what I mean. I'm gonna watch them.
So Tampa Bay is gonna be your number one. Are you excited that Bruce Arians is the head coach down there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, what do you think Bruce Arians can bring to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and also can he really develop Jameson?
You know what I think he can do for Tampa is bring back playing football. Like, you know what I mean? They've been down there for years, and they haven't been playing no football. I think what Bruce Arians brings to the table is the fact that he's a real football coach.
Yeah, he comes from that offensive coach background.
Yeah.
Like I'm a diehard Steeler fan.
Oh, Lord.
And Bruce Arians was our offensive coordinator at Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And if you go back to some of Big Ben's biggest years, it was when Bruce Arians was the offensive coordinator. Absolutely. For the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, Bruce Arians is one of those coaches that he's going to let you air it out. Like, you're going to have a pass efficient offense, and he's going to definitely get a good running back that can handle that ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing he did with Pittsburgh, because at the time we had Willie Parker, and Willie Parker numbers was out the roof. Ben Roethlisberger numbers was out the roof. So big shout out to Bruce Arians, and Bruce Arians did the same thing because we didn't redo his contract when he was with the Pittsburgh Steelers, so he ended up going to Indianapolis Colts, where Chuck was at. You know, he was the coach, and he was going through camps and everything, going through his treatment. And intern coach, and the Indianapolis Colts took over. Yeah, the rest is history.
If you look at Bruce Arians, man, one thing I like about Bruce Arians, and like I said again, is his football knowledge, and actually he's old school. And he's fiery.
And non-tolerant.
He looked like, you know who he reminds me? He seems like, every time he talks, he reminds me like one of the Blues Brothers. Like, you know what I mean? Because he's so cool, and he always say, "What up, baby?" Baby, and he wears hats. Yeah,
always wear the king.
And then, and if you look at his coaching staff, they are brothers. His whole coaching staff, from the defensive line to the offensive line to the quarterback coach, and to the special teams coach, which I ain't never seen before in my life, a black special teams coach. And so what I'm getting at is, I like his enthusiasm. I like his knowledge of the game, and it ain't always about the just him having brothers.
And he brought Brian Leftwich down there as well. Yeah, like, as Brian quarterback.
Mr. broke his left leg and kept playing ball and back in Marshall.
He brought the former coach that he had as a defensive coordinator down in the court. He brought him down there. So you definitely gonna have to watch out for
Tampa. I'm excited.
Boy, was you excited when they got rid of Jackson? When they got rid of
Deshaun Jackson? He was ready to go. So it didn't matter. He was only there for a minute anyway. So it was he was there and he's not there. So shout out to Deshaun Jackson. Thank you for all the video game touchdowns.
And he got his, and they redid his contract. So big shout out to him.
I'm not mad at Deshaun Jackson. Yeah. Go ahead and go back up to Philly. Handle your business, G. I'm not mad at him, man. You know, Tampa. I'm a real fan. Tampa hasn't been winning anything in the past few years. So the fact of the matter that Bruce Arians at least can make us football relevant again, and we don't have to be drafting in the top 10 anymore. Yeah. And when you're drafting in the top 10,
that means you garbage.
That means your team ain't relevant for nothing. That means you just been showing up and getting whooped. It's like getting a pal in that school.
I mean, to me, Tampa hasn't been anything since LeGarrette Blount was down there jumping over people. I think that was they had Freeman back then. That's when y'all had Freeman. Then he kind of tapped out.
He started having psychological issues.
Yeah. So that was.
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been about 8-9 years.
It's been a minute.
It's been 8-9 years. We do.
Since the Super Bowl era, man.
Derrick Brooks, Warren Sapp, John Lynch.
Yeah, that's when they had
Keyshawn, Simeon Rice. I can keep going, but, you know.
Simeon Rice will be going into the Hall of Fame soon. With those stats. He has the stats. Yeah, he should be going in soon.
Simeon Rice was a monster that 2002 year. And I'm going to say this is going to probably start a little controversy, but the 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers is probably like the top two defenses of all time.
Come on, dude.
They
defense is better than the 82 Bears.
The 85 Bears?
Yeah.
Actually, the 86 Bears is better than the 85 Bears, but they not on style points. And
They used to give Mike Vick hell. Like every time y'all play Michael Vick, they wouldn't let him get outside of that pocket, man. Derrick Brooks
put this right here. Zone. When you go back, name the other team in the NFL right now that you call out the play and they say Tampa 2. I'll wait.
Yeah, I don't know a team out there that's still playing the Tampa.
Well, I'm just saying, but we created a whole nother scheme. When they do go to it, you hear Tampa 2.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, I'm not saying nothing else. I said we didn't win on style points. No one's playing the 46 defense.
I mean, if you want to look at great defense, the Steelers had a lot of great defense. You know, let's talk about what Dick LeBeau. When he created, you know what I'm saying, him and Don Capers.
Genius, the 3-4. Genius.
3-4 defense. Like, people wasn't even up on a 3-4 defense. Genius. And him and Don Capers actually sat down and wrote the scheme to the 3-4 defense. And that's why Pittsburgh was so dominant with Troy Polamalu coming off the edge and the blitz schemes.
Genius.
But you don't see teams, I hate it. Like, our defense suck, and that's what we built on as a defense, but I don't see a ferocious defense out there anymore that we could be like, man, they solid all the way around. They have two DBs on the end that can get it. They have their safeties. They have linebackers. I don't see them. We don't have edge rushers. I don't see a ferocious defense out there anymore. Like, I like Chicago. That's only because, you know what I'm saying, Khalil Mack. But I don't see a ferocious, like, when I say ferocious, when you see a defense that's so dominant that you can't even throw the ball, you can't run the ball, I haven't seen it in so long. That's because,
to me, in my opinion, the NFL is on welfare right now. It's the welfare league. It's like the Washington.
They don't want nobody to hit and get aggressive.
They don't want nobody to get aggressive. They don't want nobody to get hurt. I mean, there's a reason why Tom Brady is being allowed to play football into his 40s. Yeah. Men didn't do that back in the day because they're not getting hit anymore like they used to. And in my opinion, they had to change their hitting because they lost so much money from not admitting to the players when they were actually hurt from back in the day. So all the lawsuit and the concussions actually took place, and they weren't telling people about the concussions. It's almost like, well, I'm going to go here, how what happened with the country when they gave black people food welfare back in the day. They had to cover up something and give you something to say, well, we're going to give you this to say not this anymore. So we're being stuck with watching this type of flag football. It's like watching flag football. It's almost like watching two-hand touch.
Man. You can't do it.
Because you can't hit nobody anymore. You got to alley. And what they taught us in school, when I'm pretty sure you play a little ball, when you play a ball, they told you not to alligator arm anybody. They basically reach your arm out and try to tackle. You remember that? Don't arm tackle, whatever. And now what are they teaching?
They teach them how to do that now.
Arm tackling. Yeah. So basically, if you grew up playing football in the 80s and the 90s and stuff like that, whatever, they taught you not to arm tackle. Now they're teaching you to arm tackle. So that's where football is going now.
It's soft, dude.
It's soft.
When I was growing up, nothing was off limit. I can actually remember clothes hanging people, me getting clothes hanging. It was just, it was gritty. I remember times coming into my mobile house with my hands split open and had to get stitches. Yeah. Like when I was growing up playing football, we played like we seen it on TV. Jack Tatum and them guys, man.
We were Marshall Nell, man.
Jack Lambert and Mean Joe Green. We actually wanted to emulate and be those guys.
Take your head off. That's what it's take your head off. It was the hit stick. Everything you want to do was hit somebody and knock them out. And but like I said again, that's just why I say, you notice you don't see any more smelling salt on the sidelines anymore, right? You notice what in Detroit Aikman's career? In the Niggas Williams careers, you and Steve Young's careers, you don't see no more smelling salt on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man, it's a welfare league now. The league is, I love the NFL, so I try not to have so much hardcore opinions about the NFL, but I know the truth. I see the game.
It's soft, dude.
They took it away because they didn't want to have to pay people no more. The game, it became more politics. Anything that makes over $1 billion a year in America turns into politics. Back in the day, the NFL wasn't making that much revenue, wasn't making that much money. Now that the NFL has
endorsements,
right? Now it has so much money. Yeah, now that the Super Bowl is like a national holiday, people almost take off work to watch the Super Bowl. I mean, who doesn't? I mean, and when the city gets the Super Bowl, it's big money.
Yeah, it is
for the city. Yeah. And so now they got to protect that money. So what does politics do? Now it's politics in there. It's the same thing why Colin Kaepernick isn't playing ball anymore. It's politics. It ain't got nothing to do with whether
Do you think that he'll be able to play now, being that he won the lawsuit against the NFL?
Yes and no. Yes and no. I mean, even though I agree with the fact of him, I don't disagree with him taking a knee.
Do you think he should have took it all the way? People are split, but like with me, I would have took it all the way to the box. I wouldn't have tapped out. I would have went all the way because he had a legitimate call.
He had a legitimate call.
And he could have won it. I would have just went all the way with it, just prove your point. Because now, when you accept something, now they like, are they gonna bend? Are they gonna really listen to, what you were saying to try to change the way it is? Right. Like. That's why I like the NBA. The NBA, man.
Let you be your own individual self. And I get that. And see, but they're not trying to protect anything. Like, you know what I mean? NBA ain't trying to protect things. They did their image change after the Malice at the Palace.
Yeah.
They went through their whole image change when they started letting the guys come down there on the court wearing their bandanas and their do-rags and stuff like that. They made everybody show up on the sidelines with suit and ties. And people had issues with that at the time. Come to work like you looking like you at work. And so what I say about Colin Kaepernick, the reason this is made, a lot of people may not like the way I say this, but I don't really care. But if you go into your place of business, you go to work, and they require you, whether you agree with it or not, to do something at work. Now, you can not like it, but if you don't do it, you know what I mean? If you don't do it, then that's their right to say, well, we don't want you here. You know what I mean? Eventually. Now, if you go on TV and tell everybody about your company doing such and such a reason why you did X, Y, and Z, the other company's not going to want to deal with you because you done went on TV berating the other company. And so it's business, man. I look at it as business. Even though I agree with him taking the knee, You know what I mean? I'm a military nerd, so I love the military more than I love our government, period. The way that it looked to people, you know what I mean? It rubbed people the wrong way.
I mean, but...
I'm just saying...
I understand what you're saying, but if we don't have a voice in what...
We have a voice. Yeah, we don't hear them now, though.
That's what I'm saying. If you have a constitution built on, you're supposed to be able to have freedom of speech, and then when you exercise it, then people... throw rocks at you.
That's America. I'm not going to be so. Look, where we say I was from in the beginning of this conversation, Mississippi. Okay, first of all, this is America. Ain't nothing going to ever. We can sit here and try to hope and rethink and act like 450 years of the destruction of this country didn't happen, but it's the cancer of this country. So at the same time, we can actually want. We can want him. Yeah, he took the knee. They shouldn't get rid of him. This and that. Yeah, that. But go to your job right now and tell them that you're not going to do that required group thing.
Yeah, that's different.
I mean, at work, it's work, though. But even though we have the freedom to express ourselves, we don't have the freedom of work. I mean, the only thing that separates slavery from right now is the fact that they let us go home from work.
I don't know about all that.
What? They let you go home from work? When you go to work, you go home?
Yeah, I go home, but at least I like if I have an issue with something, I get to voice my opinion.
I'm not saying you can't voice your opinion. That's not what I meant. I didn't say you couldn't voice your opinion. I think when you actually do what you do,
I know what you're saying. You're saying being that he's this. I understand exactly what you're saying. You're saying that. Let me digress. Let me digress a little bit. All right, we're gonna deal with the Colin Kaepernick situation. The whole reason he wasn't taking the knee. To disrespect the flag.
Absolutely.
He was taking a knee to
bring awareness.
Yeah, bring awareness to all the all the injustice that's happening in the African American community, mm-hmm. far as African males being shot, far as African Americans being stereotyped mm-hmm. and being pulled over. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was his reason for taking a knee. Mm-hmm. All right. So even though he's working for somebody and he's under contract, owners should have.
They should have had his back.
Yeah, they should have had his back because LeBron stood up and Chris Paul and all these guys stood up. You didn't hear the NBA try to like push them away or talk down to them because they know these individuals are the ones that bring excitement to the sport. They know these individuals mm-hmm. bring money to the sport. Mm-hmm. But the NFL is totally different because this guy took a stance not on the merit or try to disrespect the American flag and all the people that serve the flag. He just took a stance because of the injustice that mm-hmm. was happening in the United States to African Americans around the United States. That's why he took a stance.
Of course. I don't his stance, like, you know what I mean? I don't disagree with his stance. I totally am for like the injustice in America. I totally get it. I'm just saying far as in the workplace, in business.
I mean, yeah, but that's two different things. But like me going to job, mm-hmm. like me going to my job, I know I have a lot to risk, mm-hmm. right? But he's in a situation where he already accumulated X amount of dollars, mm-hmm. you know? And he's using himself. His image.
He sacrificed himself for
a legitimate cause. So if I go to job and I go to my work and I be like, well, I'm not gonna do this because the African American. Come on, it's a totally different.
I support Colin Kaepernick. Okay, what I'm saying is what I get at is the fact that
like I understand you saying when he's paid to do a job, you should do your job.
I'm not mad. I am not mad at him for taking the knee. I'm upset. I think the NFL should be embarrassed. For not getting behind.
That's why you should have took it to the box.
The NFL should be embarrassed for not getting behind this cause because 95% of their players are African-American. Yeah. However, 90% of their supporters are Caucasian. And so when you go up in there.
No, advertising.
Well, I'm just saying, so advertising. Look,
and they're going to have an issue with that. Nah, I'm just, it's just where it is. And they're like, listen, we support y'all, but do you want me to pull back my advertising money?
And it's where it is. And I'm not. And the thing is, you see what happened with Papa John's. Papa John's tried to pull that crap, and their CEO lost. So, like I said again, I agree with the stance. It's on, you know what I mean? It's just like I've been saying, I get how he can't get another job. You know what I mean? I get how he can't get another job. However, I would I wish
because people don't want they don't want that type of circus around.
It's almost like what's going on. I mean, I'm gonna hate to divert. It's almost like the situation going on with LeBron right now. LeBron, where everything is around LeBron is a circus 24/7.
Yeah.
People in the NFL teams was like, okay, are we getting to the Super Bowl with you? Are we gonna win with you? Are we gonna do this with you? I just get it from watching so much football over the past few years. Look, when Michael Vick went down, I thought it was wrong. Like, you know what I mean? So whether or not we can sit here and X, Y, Z, this wrong, that's Z, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong. At the end of the day, they didn't let Robert RG3 promote himself. The NFL don't want you to promote them yourself. I think
they want you to promote it collectively.
They want you to collectively instead of individually. So that's my understanding of it. And that's why I'm saying I get it on the business front.
Yeah.
I dislike it the way they went about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I dislike it the way they went about it. I get it on the business front because if you want you to me, if they would have went out there, it's almost like how they do breast awareness for the month of I don't know what month they do
October
when they go out there and they all for a while we didn't know why they was wearing pink ribbons or pink gloves or a pink scarf or whatever they had on pink. Everybody's like, what are they wearing that for?
Mm-hmm.
And then the baseball players had pink bats and pink cleats and stuff like that. But everybody's like, what are they doing for? The next thing you know, you find out it was a breast awareness. They did it quietly, but they still brought awareness to it. Didn't have nobody go out there and say, oh, yo, look at this. We, you know what I'm saying? Breast awareness. And I'm not saying that it's not a great cause. However, the NFL wants you to go about it their own little superficial way.
Yeah, they have their standards, man.
And, you know, I like I said again, I'm not against it because I've been pulled over plenty of times when there's been a whole bunch of injustice. So I get it. You know, Mr. Home driving.
Have you been pulled out here?
Man, plenty of times. Man, too many times. Man, I went out there. Man, look, especially being a black man that's driving a nice vehicle. Now, I've been pulled over plenty of times and having my kids in the car and where they pull up four or five cars deep while I'm at McDonald's. You dig what I'm saying? So I get it. I am not the one to be like, I'm not mad at Colin Kaepernick. You know what I mean? I'm more of it on, I wish he would have did it a different type of way so he could still be talking about it so we could still hear him. Because now what they did, they gave him some money, the welfare part of it.
You should have took it to the box.
And
I would rather take it. Like, if I'm already financially
secure
for the rest of my life,
you did. Go ahead.
I'd rather take it to the box.
Go ahead on with it.
Let it be nationally televised.
Go ahead on with it.
And let my lawyers, as well as myself, and the rest of my legal team, really express what happened with my calls. Like, because you know,
now we don't hear him anymore.
Yeah, we don't hear him no more.
We don't hear him anymore.
Eric Reed. Yeah, they just gave him some money. Like, yo, just go away.
Go away so but we don't have to hear you no more.
But if they would
have
took it to the box,
that's win, lose, or draw,
if they would have won, they could have, like, the jury would have decided on how much money the NFL would have had to give them, man. They wouldn't have gave me no tell. I would have took it straight to the box.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm getting at, is the fact that in that business move,
yeah,
they gave him a business move. They hit him with a business move. That's why I was like,
let it go.
Here you go. You're not playing ball no more. But here, take your little $40 million.
They said, was it $10 million that day?
Eric Reed got $10 million.
Okay.
Eric Reed got $10 million, and Colin Kaepernick, it was up in the
It was a non-disclosure agreement.
You know what I mean? But from the powers that be, I've heard, there's somewhere up to, you know, if you look at what he would have made playing quarterback. Man, look, Jay Cutler got paid $15 million just to show up for Miami.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just saying, personally.
He ain't do nothing last year.
Exactly. Me personally, I couldn't have been Le'Veon Bell. I couldn't have been Colin Kaepernick or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm a little older now. Look, they can take a few things from you. They can't take your money. They can take your money and they can't take your degree. You know what I mean? Le'Veon Bell gave Pittsburgh $15 million.
Yeah, but let's dive into that. Like, what y'all think was a dumb?
He gave $15 million. He gave $15 million.
And
I've been broke too long to give up money like that.
Like, I don't understand Le'Veon. I wasn't arguing with an individual. He jumped on my page and was like, "Listen, Pittsburgh wasn't going to give him that much guaranteed money. He was only getting guaranteed money, but the money that he's guaranteed for the Jets, he was gonna get that. He was gonna get that in 2 years with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He would have got Le'Veon Bell was gonna make $45 million within the first 3 years of his contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So then he took the deal with the Jets, right? Mm-hmm. And he signed a four-year, $50 million deal?
4 year, $50 million. He got $35 million guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Now, he got...
But they could pay him the same amount of money within its...
Okay, to me...
It's like a catch-22. Yeah, because the Jets... People not... See, I'm going to tell you something. Business is business.
Mm-hmm. No matter everywhere.
Yeah, and people can't everywhere. See the smoke and mirror. They can't see this, you know what I'm saying? The smoke and mirror what the Jets is about to do to Le'Veon. Basically, they bring a Le'Veon Bell up there as a test. Because he's been out a whole year. We don't know if he's going to be still efficient the same way he was 2 years ago with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We don't know if he's going to be that same guy because that's a year is a lot to miss in football. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to bring a Le'Veon Bell, and they saying that he's out of shape. This is what people saying. He's out of shape. So now he's going to go into camp, and he's going to make all these cuts, and he might tear something. See, hopefully he don't tear anything. But the deal that they gave him is basically like a trial. You know what I'm saying? It's a trial run. All right. Because if they guarantee him 35 million, so they basically going to pay him like 17.5, if I'm not mistaken, 17.5 million in 2 years. So after 2 years, all right, the first year he didn't come through. Maybe he come back the second year. And then he come back the second year. They can just chop him.
Right.
And then after that, he's basically done because no other team is going to pick him up.
See, and that, and
so you got to, it's like a catch 22.
It's where, like you said, man, and that's where it's disappointing. I've been broke
way
too long.
What was your feeling about that deal, though?
Was
you disappointed at the deal?
I was disappointed and not.
Do you think he made an emotional decision?
I think he made an emotional decision, and I think that I've been broke way too long to look at 14.5.
Pittsburgh hit it. Yeah.
I mean, but I do understand why he wanted some commitment. It's almost like when you want to say, but this is where, like I said, I'm old now. See, my knowledge, I look young, little black don't crack, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm 38 years old now, so I understand that money ain't going to grow on trees. When somebody's giving you some money, you take that money.
He
lost 14.5, but he helped his body, but we don't know what he's going to do.
Look at Dez Bryant.
Right. As soon as he set out for a minute, and he came back, and in 2 weeks, it happens. And see, that's the motivation behind it. Like I said again, all you got to do is, just like your paper you have here, as soon as he signed, he get 14.5.
Yeah, but that's what he just lost.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I say you made the emotional decision. All he had to do was sign, and he would have 14.5 in his bank account.
Then he would have hit the market.
He could have showed up for work, said his stomach hurt, he had the flu bug, he had the shits, or whatever, and went home, and didn't have to deal with nothing else. But he chose what he chose. And he chose, like I said, it couldn't have been me because I couldn't have gave up 14.5. I'm not that rich.
I was kind of blown away. And the reason why I said I was blown away is because everybody was anticipating, like, oh man, Le'Veon cut everybody
big dollars.
And I'm quoting what Le'Veon Bell said a year previous to signing to the Jets. He told the Jets.
He
said ever. I won't even take my shirt off and run for the Jets for $60 million. This is what Le'Veon Bell said, right? And they gave him $50 million for 4 years. But this is what Le'Veon Bell said, right? And because in my mind, I'm like, oh, Le'Veon's going to be the hottest thing in free agency.
Right,
he's about to break the bank. He's about to kill the girly deal out there, you know what I'm saying, in Los Angeles.
Right.
I know he's about to get the $100 million deal. So 2 days go by, no deal is not done. I see Tyrann Mathis. He come, you know what I'm saying? He come off the board. Right. Everybody else coming off the board, and he's still sitting there. And then I'm looking at ESPN late at night. They say, breaking news, Le'Veon Bell just signed a four-year, $50 million deal, $30 million guarantee. I'm like, yo, I don't get it. And you have to understand, sometimes I'm biased, but this is straight up. It don't have anything to do.
You're a Pittsburgh fan.
I'm still a fan. But if you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive line, the majority of the guys that's on the offensive line are Pro Bowlers.
Mm-hmm.
Big Ben threw the most yardage in the NFL last year. These are facts. Look at it. It's no way in the world Le'Veon Bell is going to have those stats behind the New York Jets.
No, he's
offensive line. He's not going to have. I guarantee he will not have those stats that he had that he was in Pittsburgh.
I hope for Le'Veon Bell that he goes out there and he runs for over at least 1,000 yards. Have a good year out there in the Jets, J-E-T-S, whatever Jets. I say nuts, because who cares about the Jets ever?
And then he have a second-year cornerback in Denard. Like, what are you, like, I don't.
Look, good luck. Good luck. You know, only thing is, I love winning football, man. And I know one thing about the NFL is you only win for so long. And when you get into those positions as Le'Veon Bell, I'm happy for him to get his $35 million, but I'm disappointed in him for just
he could have stayed.
Just looking at that four. No, if you
he should have got the 14.
Regardless of if he was going to stay with Pittsburgh or move on,
he should have got that money.
Period. I'm all about getting paper right now. I don't give a damn about nothing else. Like, I get it. If you want to win games, whatever with the boo, but you're in a situation where there isn't in the universe in America where a lot of people are just paying people millions of dollars. It's not happening. Every day you just can't go, hey, let me.
And they said it wasn't a lot of teams lined up together. They said Baltimore, like, are we gone? Like, it wasn't. They said it wasn't a lot of teams out there.
Because they don't want to take chances on running backs like that. So, he, like I said again, he could have got this same deal.
He could have got more money if he played for the Steelers.
He would have been $15 million. More in his pocket with another $35 million deal.
Yeah.
If he would have stayed, like I said again, this is what disappoints me sometimes with these dudes. And sometimes I wish somebody would step on their shoulder and be like, look, be smarter. Like, even when I was saying about the Colin Kaepernick situation, I wish they would have actually went about showing the support for the black community and the injustice that was going on a different way. Make them find you something else. Like, wear black socks instead of wear the white ones. Wear black wristbands. Wear black, all black, a black towel or whatever.
But I think with a situation like that, you have to be more vocal to get
to bring more. He would have been more there to me. People have been trying to figure out what's going on. Why are they wearing all this black? They just like all these guys in NFL now.
So you
talk,
think they should have did a silent protest?
Silent protest. That would have spoke a lot of volumes. Like I said again, with the breast awareness thing. Where everybody started trying to figure out what is going on, why they wearing pink,
Yeah, but you know how the media do. The media, I don't care what you do, like, especially for African American man. Let's just be honest.
Put it on the table, man.
Like, for African America, for African American male women, it's 10 times harder for us to do anything. We gotta work just as hard as the individual that's beside us. Mm-hmm. So even if Kaepernick would have came up with a solid approach,
it would have been an issue for somebody.
It would have been an issue.
But
for people.
That's what I'm saying. Had he actually, like, you know how the NFL players all now, just like we all get together in our group chats with NFL and we doing comedy shows, whatever. We get into a group chat, we could have been like, yo, do such and such. Now if Odell Beckham gets together, they do Odell Beckham. And then you got another player, Le'Veon Bell, another player in college, and another team, Jameis Winston,
that's
or whoever.
That would have been.
Today we wearing all black. You know what I'm saying?
We're gonna do a silent.
Just like even with Nelly, I'm just saying different approaches to it. When Nelly was wearing the band-aid under his eye, after a while, like, why is he wearing that band-aid? I'm doing this with my sister. And so what I'm saying is, eventually.
It would have catch on.
Because he did. But his silent protest, they could have, but they wouldn't have been able to have nothing else to say. You know what I mean? They would just have to accept it. What I'm saying is, when he took a knee, people didn't want to accept that because they saw they took it differently. So what I'm saying is,
they felt differently. They spent it.
Exactly.
They spent it without even asking him. The first thing they came up with was he disrespecting the flag.
He
wasn't disrespecting the flag.
And we knew, I know, and you know, he wasn't disrespecting the flag. But on a, fuck it, man. Everybody else, white people, the Caucasians of the world, everybody else thinking that he's out there disrespecting the flag when he's actually taking a knee for the fact, hey, man, this is messed up, yada, yada. And what happened also, I don't mean to get too caught up in Colin Kaepernick, but Colin Kaepernick was raised by white people. His whole clique, his whole career, he's always known, has been around, has been white people. His mother is white. His parents are white. His sisters and brothers are white because he was adopted by a white family. What happened was this boy went through a self moment. I went through this when I was in Florida. When I was 20-something years old, when you wake up and you look around and everything you around is white people. And you like, shit, is this what it is? Is this the only life that we have? Everything that we look at, everything. And he started self-destructing in that moment. And so at the same time, had he had a little bit more, he could still be playing. Just like the NFL fine.
But you think he should have did the silent.
He could have did it. It wouldn't even been silent. Because now everybody would have been doing it. Everybody would have been wearing black socks. Everybody would have been wearing some type of, the NFL would have to catch on. They would have been at, they would have had t-shirts black with something black on it, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, they would have to catch on. They could have made some money doing something like that. And that way, it bring awareness to all the Boys and Girls Clubs and stuff like that. But like you said, the media spins everything like they're going to spin.
They're going to magnify just like, they're going to magnify it. And by the time they
get on to it. Yeah, just like even now, like what, years ago, 8-9 years ago, when LeBron made the announcement that he was going to South Beach and he did the announcement to bring money to the Boys and Girls Club in Cleveland, Ohio, but everybody spent it like he was trying to, oh, he's trying to be the man, he's this, he's that. Oh, the boy was just,
that's what the media
do. The media do it. So I'm just saying with that level, I don't want the narrative to change. The narrative would change in this country so fast. It's just like no different than the situation that happened a couple of weeks ago and people don't know about it. Conor McGregor beat up a fan, went to jail for it. But the only story that we heard two weeks ago is that he went to jail. But we heard more stories about Russell Westbrook getting to a yelling match on the sidelines with a fan. I rest my case, dog.
Yeah.
We heard more stories about Russell Westbrook getting to a yelling match with a fan at a game. And Conor McGregor beat up somebody and smashed it. Well, he didn't beat up nobody. He smashed their phone at a casino in Vegas. Well, I think it's a crazy move, but I'm just saying the way they will spin the narrative.
They're gonna always hold athletes to a higher standard.
That's where it is.
I'm trying to find out, and I really want to see what they're gonna do with Robert Kraft with this whole sexual.
Whoa, let's go win.
I ain't gonna say predatory. I'm just saying like. Sexual engagements with a woman, like dying, but they had to. But the way they're gonna try to loop them into it, they're gonna put sex trafficking,
right?
So we don't know what the end of it. We don't know because when you say sex trafficking, we can be talking about women from 13 to 17 years old, underage. But now they are saying that it's the charge is gonna drop down.
They said they got a videotape.
But being that they hold NFL players to higher standard. Anytime an NFL player doing something, we're gonna talk about Chad Johnson when he got into when he got into an altercation with his wife years ago, and they basically dropped him from the Miami.
Yeah,
he been having a black cloud over his head forever. We can talk about the Kareem Hunt incident. Yeah. So now,
I mean, and he shouldn't have kicked on the butt. I mean,
he shouldn't have done that.
He should have kicked on the tail.
But let's now, being that Robert Kraft got caught in an incident down in Miami, like, let's see where they're going to take that at. Like, are you going to hold him to the same standard?
They're not.
That you hold NFL players to. When they get in trouble, when they get caught in dog fighting, or when they get a traffic ticket, or when they get caught for yelling at their wife, or when they get caught for drinking, are you going to apply the same method on Robert Kraft that you do on the NFL players that's in the league?
I'm
dying to see this.
I don't think they will.
Will they make him resign from his team and his son will come in as the active?
If
president and CEO of the New England Patriots, will this happen? Because if this doesn't happen, then we have to raise the eyebrow to this, because now you hold all the other NFL players to a higher standard, and as soon as they do anything, they get caught drinking and driving, the first thing you want to do, you want to punish him, or he's a bad dude and he shouldn't supposed to do this. Are you going to hold this owner, Robert Kraft, to the same standard as you hold the rest of the NFL players that's in the National Football?
I think again the powers that be, the editors of this country who control Roger the Goodell, papers.
Do we need to put pressure on Roger
people, Goodell? The only people who can put pressure on these people are the editors of NBC, Fox, CBS, the editors of New York Times, the USA Today. They're the only folks who can put pressure on Robert Kraft or the powers that be who make more, because the editors, you remember what I'm saying, the editors and the people who control the papers and the people who are in the background, not the people who are doing the interviews, mm-hmm. but the people who are saying it's okay to write this story, we're going to publish it, the publishers, that's what I mean, I'm saying, the people who are going to publish this issue, those are the people who actually control the narrative of the story, you know what I mean? Because there's a reason why I don't watch college sports. Because as soon as one of those players get in trouble, they make him out to be a professional athlete. Like when Peter Ward got in trouble years ago, he was a collegiate player. But when he got in trouble, oh, he was like a professional player. They talked about like he was a professional. When Reggie Bush got in trouble, he wasn't getting paid. But they made it out to him. They talked about him like he was a professional. Even the editors in the Arizona Republic, when Robert sorry-ass Condici came out here, when they first introduced him to this city, the first the newspaper said second chance, and he had his hair, you know, it was just now dreading, and he had his hair and his picture on the front page of the on the newspaper. When nobody knows who this young man is, they don't know this young man been playing, you know what I'm saying, been going to school, is a great student in school, but the only thing that they knew, when they introduced him to the Arizona Republic and they introduced him to the Arizona City, they put him
You think they're going to be kind of...
They're going to be lenient.
You think
they're going to be lenient. They're going to be lenient. And because if they wasn't going to be lenient, you know what I mean? And if anything, you have the right to remain silent. Black people, learn. You have the right to remain silent. R. Kelly, everybody else, as wrong as he is, he should shut the up. The reason why some people don't really learn is you have the right to remain silent. What has Robert Kraft come out and did with an interview?
He didn't say nothing. He let his legal team or his publicist talk for him. Yeah.
Shut up. Talk like you're in a courtroom.
But Will, this is the thing I ask you. And listen, I'm not. I don't have anything against Robert Kraft.
I'm a fan of Robert Kraft.
I mean, He was in a situation where he wanted to have sexual intercourse with a woman, and you a grown man, you're supposed to be do whatever you want to mm-hmm. do as a grown man. Mm-hmm. But he got caught up in a situation. But now we have to turn. We can't turn a blind eye on the situation, because Roger Goodell, every time somebody smoke weed
or blunt or something
and piss dirty on a urine test, the first thing you want to do is suspend him for a whole
4 or 5
year.
5 days in games or something like that.
You want to suspend him for, then he do it again. You suspend him again for a whole year. Then he do it a third time. Y'all kick him out the NFL forever, right?
See, that's what I'm saying. See, they're going to cover that up. They always seem some type of way to spin it.
This is something that you can protest, though. This is when are they supposed to come back up for the union? Well, they get the new negotiation.
By another 2-3 years or so, like that, I think it's coming back up. I mean, they need to first off, the NFL makes the most money, and they treat their employees like Walmart employees.
Yeah, Roger Goodell makes $40 million.
They make the most money in the NFL. The NFL generates the most money in all major sports, and they pay their employees like they work for Walmart. All right, that's just where it is. Mike Trout just got $430 million.
Yeah,
Some folks don't even know. 12 years. Manny Machado.
Was it 13 or 12 years?
12 years, $430 million. Manny Machado from San Diego Padres got $300 million. Okay, what I'm saying is, some folks on the East Coast don't
Bryce
even know.
Harper got paid, too. Bryce Harper got paid,
yeah, too.
Got two, yeah.
Now, you telling me, some folks don't even know who the hell these players are.
Or they Major League Baseball.
I'm just saying, some folks don't even know who Mike Trout is. They don't even know who Bryce Harper is. They don't know who Manny Machado is, but they know who Ben Roethlisberger is. They know who Le'Veon Bell is. They know who all these other NFL players are, but these players have like such short NFL careers. Yeah. What I'm saying is, they politic, man. It's politics, bro. It's a shame. And meanwhile, we on bit. Go ahead.
Do you think that, just to jump off on subject for, a brief second, do you think that Le'Veon Bell single-handedly destroyed the running back market for making that move?
No.
Do you think other running backs coming behind him would be able to reach that?
No.
Because Ty Gurley, he's the highest paid running back in the league, but now Le'Veon Bell I don't understand the deal. I don't understand why he made that deal. I feel like he probably destroyed the running back market, because any guy that's coming behind him, they not gonna. They might tap at it. They might. And I'm being modest. They might tap at it $9 million a year. That, might.
I think that. Good luck, Le'Veon. I mean, for one, I'll say good luck, but don't get robbed in New York, because I know
you're gonna drop him, dude. Watch my word. They're gonna cut him. I will be the first one to say it. If he don't produce this year, this upcoming year, and he come into that second year, and he don't have the similar stats that he have in Pittsburgh, they gonna cut him, and he won't see no more big money no more. Not at the age of 30, he's
gonna be done. That's why I'm glad he got his $35 million right now. I mean,
he just lost $14 million.
He lost that shit last year. He should have signed that contract. But what I'm saying is, I mean, the market for the running backs in the NFL is sad. I mean, because when they had their markets already, no, I'm not close. When he had his market already there, you know, he sabotaged himself. I mean, because he was already rich, but what happens is when you're not educating yourself, you don't have the knowledge of what's going on, and you don't know economics.
I don't know. He screwed.
It's too confusing. To sit here and try to figure out why somebody would just look at 14.5 and say whatever. I mean, like I said again, one of my favorite players, I love to hate, Jay Cutler, got paid $15-20 million just to show up and put his cleats on.
Clay Matthews just got $16-2 million deal.
Where he going?
He went to the Rams.
Pay him. I mean, he out there where he want to play at now. I mean, all I'm saying is this is what I'm saying. I'm not even knocking nobody for wanting to say what they gotta say. I look at Le'Veon Bell just like I look at Colin Kaepernick in the same sense. Don't mess up your money.
Yeah, but Colin Kaepernick already had his money though.
He was already rich.
He was already. You know, so
me and my uncle said this a long time ago. Shout out to Matthew Stennis. Some people ain't rich enough to do certain things like that. Ain't wealthy enough to do certain things like that.
But why sit out a whole year and, you know, for $14 million?
I ain't that rich. I can't get into it. Look, he is an aspiring rapper. Okay?
Come on, man. He ain't no rapper.
Aspiring MC rapper / I don't know what the hell. I've heard it too. He should have stayed in school.
Just hang that up.
He should have got some type of degree.
Who's going to sign you? I'll sign him.
Right, he should have got some type of degree. He should have got something, you know what I mean? And he should have got some type of degree, and basically when you don't get your degree in school, you make dumb decisions when you're out of school.
Well, big shout out to Le'Veon Bell.
Shout out to Le'Veon Bell.
I hope you do good next year. I really do, you know.
Yeah.
I want you to get your money and take care of your family. But as a fan and just a football fan, period, I'm kind of confused about
this. Confused.
I'm very confused with your deal. And then also what confuses me as well, like, as soon as you get to the Jets, you throw Big Ben under the bus. You should have just threw him under the bus when you sat out the whole year. So I don't know.
He should have did that last year, but it's the season to throw Big Ben under the bus. And since we're throwing Big Ben under the bus, I want to see the goddamn tapes. Since we talking about everybody else's sexual issues and stuff like that, whatever, I want to see
them tapes gone.
Big Ben's tapes, you know what I'm saying? Big Ben had him some. And
them tapes gone.
Big Ben, they cover up a lot of stuff for Big Ben. Because Big Ben was
married with kids.
See, they covered up for him. Now he married with kids. Now he at the
house. I'm just saying. You know, you
a Pittsburgh fan, so I ain't mad at it. You got to hold it down for your squad. I would too. Jameis didn't do it neither. But Jameis just was a fool for going out to Scottsdale. And any black athletes who come out to Arizona.
Darren Sharper did it, though, didn't he?
Darren Sharper was a fucking idiot.
Yeah, boy.
You know what they idiot. Lock his ass up.
Lock him up.
Lock his dumb ass. Look, hey,
he was on the NFL Network, too. Dude had a good job. He had a good job. Career, Super Bowl.
When you got that much money and you are a handsome dude.
You don't have to do that.
You don't have to do that.
Trust me, I know.
You don't have to do that. I'm not even that handsome of a dude. You know? I'm married. So I'm married with children. That's that slick nigga right there. You slick. I ain't that slick.
You don't have to do that. That's all you got to do.
I go home. I am a married man. I got children. Four of them.
I'm not married. I ain't in a relationship. I'm celibate now, though.
You celibate now. I got four children.
Hey, man, three girls. Saying, I'm saying you don't have to do all that. The only thing you have to do is just talk to a woman like you have since, man. If you
talk like
and
you
if you have
sense,
a great
man.
Personality and you handsome, women gonna talk to you. They prone to talk to you. They prone to give you a conversation and you know. And whatever happened after that is going to happen. But yeah, like these guys are just ridiculous.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
So what you think about the Oakland Raiders? Do you think like let's put it all on the table?
Ooh,
John Gruden came down there. He traded off Khalil Mack. He traded off Amari Cooper. So he got the two first round draft pick. Also, they made a bold move with trading for Antonio Brown for a third round draft pick, a fifth round draft pick. Antonio Brown got his contract restructured, so he's going to be walking away with $30-plus million within the next 3 years. Also, they just signed Trent Brown, which is the highest offensive player in the NFL now. So, and they just signed Vontaze Burfict for a one-year deal. And this is going – this he's really – after this, if he don't get it signed after this year, he's pretty much done because nobody don't even want him. They released this dude, and he's one of the hardest linebackers in the game. Don't you know that the Cincinnati Bengals couldn't even get a deal for him? They couldn't – nobody wanted to trade for him, so they just released him, and Oakland Raiders picked him up, and now they're paying him $5 million a year. What you think about that, though?
Raiders. Okay. They went to my couple teams earlier. I have an adopted relationship with the Raiders. It's almost like I look at the Raiders, I like them from a distance.
I'm not
a Raider fan.
You're not buying the BS that.
No, I'm not. Look, first of all, John Gruden was my coach back in Tampa back in 2000.
Yeah, but it was Dungy team. That's why
right.
He won the championship.
And that's
so
why. And so
credit.
That's why he's getting rid of all these players. But thank you for saying that. That's why he got rid of all them players because he wants to. He's heard that so much. That Super Bowl that he actually has, he's heard that so much that he wants to bring in all his own players. For one to start. And so good luck, man. I think it was a bold move. He got more than enough draft picks. He's trying to bring back the silver and gray, the black hole for real.
I don't understand why the Oakland Raiders organization.
That's what they like.
Get his dude. But this is the
That's what they like, though. You say
but
you
why
may.
Why would you give a man a 10 year, $100 million deal to come down to your organization when y'all had him? Before y'all traded him to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he didn't even really do nothing at the Raiders, then you bring him right back.
Yeah.
I just think that I understand the I don't know, man, the Khalil Mack deal. I understand it. They got a first round draft
right.
pick. They got a first round draft pick from the Cowboys, and then they have another. They have three first round draft pick, but then it's like they're trying to buy. A championship, right?
Right?
And can this is the thing? Can Carr produce the same stats
as a
Ben Roethlisberger?
No.
Can he give Antonio Brown the ball?
Not.
Can he do that?
He cannot. For one, they have no running back. Second of all,
they have Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn is a little old now.
Okay.
He ain't even run the ball these. 5-6 years ago, running back. He ain't finna go. He may go beast mode every so often, but he ain't gonna go beast mode like he used to. But I don't think. I mean, hopefully, Oakland Raiders are selling tickets now. Like you know, what I mean? We in business.
They about to go down to Vegas.
They selling tickets. They selling jerseys now. They gotta get money made.
They got Brown.
They gotta get money made again. They gotta give people a reason to want to watch.
Derek Carr.
Yeah, they gotta give people a reason to want to watch. So if they want to get before they go to Vegas, you know what I mean? You know how going to Vegas is.
All right. Being that they're in the same division as the Kansas City, are they in contention to win the Super Bowl next year?
I don't think so. I mean, we gotta see. I mean, I don't see anything that says they are. Man,
so we gotta see the first four or five games.
We'll be able to see because we didn't see Kansas City coming out the woodworks like Kansas City did this year. We didn't know Kansas City was gonna go the way they went with my homeboy. We didn't know where they were going to be. So but they didn't kind of pop up on the scene because the past few years, they were at least playing decent. Oakland Raiders fell off the map so much. And just because you add players to a squad,
don't mean the chemistry is going to make it. All right, so do you think the John Gruden approach is the same thing that the Cleveland Browns are trying to use as far as bringing players down there because they just traded off, which is – it might be a good trade for the Cleveland Browns, man. But for me, I think they could have just done the deal with just Odell Beckham, you know, say getting the first round draft pick, third round draft pick, but then they give up a young safety in the Jabril Peppers. Like they gave right. him, they gave him up too. They basically just gave up so much, man. First, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know how the NFL works though, man. Especially with Le'Veon, with
and then they have Jarvis.
I think the Giants were Jones down there. I think the Giants were put this way. They were tired of the BS, and knowing that the Giants over the past 10 years.
But why they signed him though?
They was excited by it for a minute. It's like when you get into a relationship, you know, you all excited in the honeymoon, and everything is good, and everything like that. When you get back to the crib, you find the breath stank, or she her feet got hammer time in her shoes or something like that. Whatever, you kind of like, damn man, we were cool at the honeymoon, and then you take off your shoes and your feet stank. That's kind of how it was with the situation with the Giants. I mean, the Giants won Super Bowls without a big name player.
But this is the thing, and this is what puzzled me. Why would the Giants sign Odell Beckham after a tape was released last year with him on the bed eating pizza and a powdery substance on the bed? Like, why would you gamble?
Like I said again, I can't really answer that properly outside of saying when you are good in the honeymoon. When you first get married, you like, yeah, you in love. Yeah, I love you,
then
whatever.
They realize then you realize much.
It was too much. You know what I mean? They got to know. And so it happens. I mean, I don't believe in.
They don't want all that attention.
You don't want all that attention. I mean, look, like I said again, when they won their Super Bowls back in the day, the most loud noise that they had was with Plastico Birds. And that came at the following
and
year.
And they did it with David Tyree. And
they did it with David Tyree.
Yeah.
So having a big name player, I mean, look, check this out.
Victor Cruz is a more humble
dude. He danced a little bit here and there. Look, Odell Beckham, people watching in social media world nowadays will have you believe that Odell Beckham is the only person in the NFL who's ever caught a ball with one hand.
I know you know that,
but I'm just saying. I mean,
and to be honest, he's not the best wide receiver in the league.
That's what I'm saying. He's not.
I will push him down to the five because you said that he's better than Julio. Julio's about to get his money.
No, he's not better.
I put Antonio Brown, Julio Jones. Then you got to look at your boy Hopkins down there at the Texans.
Right.
I don't even think, to be honest, and I'm being fair. Odell Beckham, he's not even better than A.J. Green. And I put everything on that. He's not even better than A.J. Green. If A.J. Green was to play for the New England Patriots, man, his numbers would be off the charts.
That's what I'm saying. A.J. Green, that's another name. And see, another person, again, this is why I say something about quietness, being a little quiet every now and again. I mean, A.J. Green is quietly.
But he get them stats, though.
Numbers. Beast mode out there, yeah, AJ Green goes. But I'm saying he ain't got to be out there letting everybody know what he's doing 24/7. He makes the same type of quality catches, same
Julio
circus type
Jones
catches.
Too, yeah.
Julio Jones makes the same circus type of catches, whatever. And most of the time, if Odell Beckham became bigger than the Giants for a second, you know what I mean? Because he found out that he became Odell Beckham. Yeah, first off, he was in a running offense. In college, we didn't even know who the hell Odell Beckham was until he made that catch.
Yeah, it's true.
He was in a running offense. Him and Jarvis Landry was in a running offense down there at LSU. They ran the ball at LSU. Their quarterback, we don't even know who the hell his name was. It's my dad. I thought so. You don't even know who the hell his name is. It's also, I have no damn clue. That's Jordan something. That's all I know. But at the same time, Odell Beckham became bigger. He's social media phenom. That's what he is, bro.
He's just like a new improved Chad Johnson.
New improved Chad Johnson. In about 3-4 years, he's like the Milli Vanilli of the NFL. You know
he's
what I mean?
I ain't
saying he can't catch it. He ain't a baller, but you ain't gonna win a damn thing with just Odell Beckham. Thank you.
I mean, Jarvis Jones I remember him when he was down in Miami. He's good. But then, you know what I'm saying, you have Baker Mayfield, right? So it's like you have Baker Mayfield, then they have Kareem Hunt. We don't know how long he's gonna stay on suspension.
Again.
It's like they putting together a team and people are already giving them instant validation. They, you know what I'm saying, they give them this instant validation, like they are going to win the AFC North, right? Mm-hmm. Which is good because now Pittsburgh Steelers can stay up under the radar. I'd rather for all the attention to go to Baltimore with Lamar Jackson and Cleveland with Baker Mayfield, and then they might draft the Cincinnati might because the word what I'm hearing around, you know, saying the lead now is that the organization with Cincinnati is really not sold on Andrew Dalton now. They're not Andy Dalton. They're not really sold on him anymore.
Who they say? Is it Ohio? I heard that they should draft the guy from Ohio State, the quarterback.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Yeah, they might, but they said the Giants might dive and get him.
Whoever get him.
They're gonna have a stud.
But
man.
See, that's the thing.
And he's a pocket passer. If you don't
that's
want
the
no,
thing in the NFL, bro. Like you said. NFL, what the term
is, what you can do for me now.
What can you do for me? It doesn't last that long. Yeah. That's
Andy
why I'm
Dalton is he's a pretty good.
He's a pretty good quarterback. He's a decent quarterback, but now we know who he is. He's just decent.
Yeah, he's decent. Can't get him over the hump. Like every year, they can't never get him to the AFC. But we can't put it all on Andy because Marvin Lewis, he was the captain of that ship for a long time, and I don't understand. I really don't understand why Cincinnati carry that coach on that team that long without progress as far as getting to the Super Bowl.
Because in the 90s, what do we know about Cincinnati?
Nothing. That's it. That's all I remember is
that's why. Because that's why they kept them there for so long. Because in the 2000s, at least Cincinnati was relevant.
Yeah, with Chad, when Chad was down
there. Him and Carson and TJ Usmanzada. You know what I mean? Good. They were decent enough, but we knew about them.
May he rest in peace, Chris. What was his name?
Chris Henry.
Chris Henry. May he rest in peace. He was a beast, too. He was about to get his
money. And, you know, when they were actually out there together and they were playing, he made them relevant. And so the fact that they were relevant for so long and Cincinnati was down for so long, you know what I mean? Marvin Lewis made them relevant for a long time, and they were just afraid. It's almost like a person in a relationship afraid to leave an abusive relationship. It's almost like why Tina didn't leave Ike.
Well, they gave him an extension 2 years ago. It don't make sense, man.
Hey, man, look. None of this business crap in the NFL made sense. All of it is always politics.
But now it's getting to a real business. Now, being that they don't want to tolerate the BS. As soon as something come up on the radar that you're doing something done, they're like, you're done.
They cutting ties.
Like Marvin Lewis, the main reason Pac-Man Jones was down there for that long, the main reason Vontaze was down there for long is because of Marvin Lewis. And you know, as soon as Marvin Lewis got out that door and they fired him, Vontaze Buffett was out the door. They released him. Like they clean the house and they bringing new people in. And I'm telling you, Andy, the writing is on the wall.
The writing is on the wall right now. You dig what I'm saying? And so, being that you said what you just said,
this is just going around the
NFL. The NFL doesn't pull no punches that with nobody playing right now. I mean, like I said, they treat their employees like Walmart employees. You know what I mean? To me. You know what I mean? Walmart makes a lot of money. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on.
They don't give them nothing. They give them peanuts.
They get them peanuts at Walmart.
I think they're just not getting benefits.
They just not getting benefits at Walmart, man. And I'm just saying, and what I'm getting at is, look, Walmart, if you go to Walmart, there's tons of people there 24-7. Tons of people there 24-7. You look at any NFL game, there's tons of people there 24-7. You know what I mean? And the amount of money that they generate.
And they don't even want to give their retired players insurance.
They don't want to give their retired players insurance. They didn't want to take care of their retired. Look, this is why, I mean, even in a sense where I was talking, where it almost like I was bad-mouthing Colin Kaepernick, I wasn't trying to, but I wanted him to get his money. Because now can't nobody hear you. It's almost like in the movie Drumline when Nick Cannon was trying to stand out by himself. And now when he got kicked out of the band, who could hear him? Nobody. Nobody can hear him. When you ain't there, that's what I was saying. Secretly, get together. Hey, man, let's check that. We got to do something. Check whatever we do. Get your money, man. The NFL, it stands for not for long. Get as much money as you can, and they make the phone call for
make
you.
Make the right investments.
Make the right money.
Get with somebody. Definitely get with somebody that's doing
something for you
and still making money. Like exactly. Have his own real estate company. He have his own. Him and his wife had not have.
Buy you some land. Something with that paper. One of my favorite players of all time, God rest his soul, was Steve McNair.
Yeah,
dog mess. But that was one of my favorite players growing up. You know what I mean? Especially coming out of Alcorn State, Mississippi. There's another player out of Mississippi.
Yeah, I remember him.
Beast ball out of Mississippi.
Air McNair, I remember him.
He actually, in Mississippi, He went and bought land.
And he, I knew, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Had cattle on the whole line. Dude, that is my one of my inspirations and stuff like that, to be able to have some land and have something with your name on it. And so when a lot of these times with cats nowadays, you know what I mean? Well, I'm just saying nowadays, it's always been that way where we just didn't have the knowledge to do it all the time. Buy you something, get into this Monopoly game, buy you some, purchase you something that you can own that is yours, that they can't take away from you. If it's yours, they can't take it. This is my phone. You just can't take my phone and say it's your phone. It's just where it works, man. I want these cats to get their money, man. Get your money, man. Get your money.
And
up,
plus,
man.
Plus he was holding camps down there, and the holding camps was free. Free camps for kids. Free football.
You know what I mean? Show up for free, get you something for free, and everything like that. I mean, when that's the ultimate give back. You know what I mean? When you got guys like, you know, even now making tons and tons of money. You know what I mean? And give back to the particular community that you're from, not the brand new community, you know what I mean, that you're living in. To me, I mean, yeah, give that community some money also. Give back to that community. But
you
give
don't
something
really
for
have
free.
To give away, like, time. Clothes or something. Like,
give your time away.
Give your time away.
Time is of the essence, and time is always better than nothing anyway. Yeah. So,
Nonprofit organization. Yeah, we have friends
absolutely.
That have nonprofit organization. I'm always doing it. Like,
absolutely.
I have friends that have nonprofit organization. And I'm always willing to help them. You don't have
right.
to give money. Sometimes just give your time away.
Right.
And if you're a comedian, you can always use when you do a charitable cause,
mm-hmm.
they can always give you a form where you can get a tax write-off
right,
or no
right,
donate your
right.
service. So
I
it's
mean,
not
if you,
all about money. So
right.
about doing
that's what I'm saying. If you're getting paid a nice sum of money, I mean, because you shouldn't really be tripping about your time. You shouldn't be tripping about your
long
time.
As they feed you.
Long as they feed you, you should be okay. Give me a bottle of water or something, a french fry. Don't do like the president did and feed some 400-pound dudes McDonald's, you know what I'm saying, for winning the
until
title.
I spent my it's, own money.
Yeah,
cool.
I spent my own money in this area. Hey, shut up, bro. And, you know, real quick. Hey, that's why I was...
They
I never mind.
Food was cold,
that's another story. I don't even want to get off of that. But, God, boy, I tell you, Donald Trump,
I have one more question to ask you, right? So... Do you feel sorry for Josh Rosen, being that they're about to the Cardinals, they trying to do it indirectly. They don't want to really hurt his feelings, and they don't want to draw too much speculation. But we already know they're about to go after Kyler Murray. The Cardinals, they had them on the board. This is like in the mock draft. Everybody had Kyler Murray going to
the Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals. It's number one.
Do
pick.
I feel sorry for him?
I was never sold on Josh Rosen. I was never sold
how
on
him. How can I say this?
I was never sold on him. I don't understand why they even drafted
no,
that dude last
I didn't
year.
I feel sorry for him. No, hell no, and no, and hell no. One, I went to the training camp last year and watched him play. The boy ain't
horrible.
That good. The boy is horrible.
He wasn't really good at UCLA.
He wasn't that good
anyway,
at
right?
UCLA
he wasn't
anyway.
He was really good at UCLA.
I mean,
anyway.
He didn't. And he. I'm not
saying this to be funny. Like, I'm gonna keep it real because I'm a diehard NFL fan. Like, I love football, but he wasn't really all that good when
he was
at UCLA.
That good at UCLA. He was a
his
mediocre.
Demeanor,
his
demeanor
sucks.
His demeanor sucks.
He's 6'2", 6'3". He can't run. He's an immobile quarterback. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying immobile like you have to run, but you have to do the Tom Brady slide back. Slide to the left,
all
slide to
the
right,
chit chat.
You know what I mean? The
cha
cha. And I went to the training camp game, watched him in training camp last year, and I was unimpressed. I saw, and when you're basically going in the skeleton playing skeleton football, basically skeleton football is basically when you have to just run in routes, and the guys just have to go out there, go this way, and catch the ball. And basically, when you're throwing the ball and your timing is not even there with guys who just run in routes, and you're like, whatever. That's what I saw from him.
He don't have that. He don't have that gritty look. Like when you see, and that's what separate the hungry quarterbacks from
mm-hmm.
the ones that's not hungry. Like when you see Tom Brady
mm-hmm.
start losing, you know when they're losing because he's on the sideline when another quarterback score a touchdown and they down. He's furious. Like he's angry
mm-hmm.
that they losing or if he make a mistake. See, that's hunger.
Right.
And with this dude right here, I don't see it in
right.
him, man.
I don't see that fight
to want to win and pull people together. Like, listen, man, we can win this
game. We can do this right now. We can do this.
We can win.
We
see it in the young Baker Mayfield because he's the man in that respect in the huddle.
That's
like, you can
it.
See Baker like, listen, we winning this game. We're going to do it.
Right. That's it.
He don't even have the Johnny Manziel heart. At least Johnny Manziel was cocky.
Right.
And he was like, whatever, we gonna do whatever. This dude, I don't see it, man. Right. Maybe he might develop into a good quarterback somewhere down the line, but right now I don't see it.
He's garbage.
Josh Rosen, I don't see
it. He's a garbage player.
But Kyler Murray, I guarantee you, when they draft him, them stands are going to be full. They're going to be filled to the rim, and he's going to bring.
I'm going.
He's going to bring. He's going to bring his A game.
I'm going to go. I watched Kyler Murray's pro day.
Yeah.
And I watched him
chunking,
and he looked like a miniature Russell Wilson. He looked like a
but he got
Mahomes.
He had
the mechanics
of a Mike Vick, though. He had the mechanics of Mike Vick.
Even Russell Wilson mechanics are baseball mechanics. I'm talking about the mechanics of how they can throw the ball and actually place the ball, whatever. And so now it's almost like a guy I played football with back in high school in Meridian. He was a bad mother sucker boy named Jimmy Grace, and he was a short dude, but he played shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
So his arm was phenomenal, and he could hit, run, all that. He was a total athlete. And I think that's where football got stopped being just football, because people started to want people to be certain statuses, want to check off this box for this person, check off that box for this person.
That's an old, but now it's hybrid players.
They want individuals that can do it all.
Yeah.
Do it all. Like Mahomes.
Oh, my God. He's a beast, boy.
What he did, he had the ball over here. No, wait, not that one. Not just that one. He had the ball over here. He was running. He's like, you know what? Just take it to my other hand.
And for those who don't know, that
is not normal. You're not supposed to just be able to run one particular way and be like, you know what?
But his pops was a pitcher. Like, his pops was in the –
That shit still ain't normal.
Was a baseball player. But this dude, like, for a guy – and I can understand why they wanted to get rid of Alex Smith and ship him off to the Washington Redskins, because this guy that was sitting behind Alex Smith was ready to go.
Right.
Because the tape don't lock.
Mm-hmm.
When you have preseason games or you having practice and you see this dude slinging that rock like that, the tape does not lock.
Right.
And when Patrick Mahomes come up for his contract, I guarantee he's going to be the highest paid quarterback in the league.
Of all time.
I can see a $150 million deal coming to that boy, and he's going to be worth it.
And he a half-breed. Oh, damn, boy. Look, everybody know, if you've been to any of my shows, you know how I talk about the half-breeds, because I talk about the half-breeds I got at my own house, okay? First off, because I'm not mad at your kids.
His wife is white, so he's allowed to say that.
I talk about my own goddamn kids, them half-breed motherfuckers. I don't like them cute bastards, man. I don't, man. Okay? First off, half-breeds ain't nothing but, they like Blade to me. Like Blade Brown. You seen the movie Blade. You all seen the movie Blade. What do they call Blade? Daywalker. That's what I call my kids. Call them daywalkers, because they can walk in the white world. They can walk in the black world. No problems at all. And then when you see Patrick Mahomes, his whole swagger, black dude. When you hear him talk, you be like, damn, that's a white boy right there. I mean, and I ain't mad at him. Get it how you live, brother. But that is the new phenom in the NFL right now.
Like,
that boy is a monster. Kansas City going to be trouble. Hopefully, if they players quit getting in trouble, because Tyreek Hill is on the market right now.
Yeah, they said
they're trying to shopping him around right now. Look, when you're in this market of millions,
that's why we got to go back to that Robert Kraft thing.
Yeah,
are they gonna hold him to it? Like, look at this dude right here.
They gonna hold his status.
They ready to trade him for incidents.
I mean, you're right.
We gotta hold him to
what
the same
I do.
Standard.
What I'm saying is, I fully agree with everything you're saying about holding the folks up to the standard.
Yeah.
What I also do is, I'm just throwing my own reality in there to it. Is they ain't gonna do it. They ain't gonna do that shit. They are supposed to be held.
Right.
They supposed to be held to the same standard. People are supposed to be held to the same standard. However, in this great country that I love, we are not all held to the same standard. There's a equality mess up thing that we have in this world. It's messed up on the equality standards on every base. People don't think, only thing social media does is give people a voice to vent about what they're pissed off about. At the end of the day, it's still, if you're behind the eight ball, you're behind the eight ball to me. You know what I mean? If you're behind, you're behind. You know what I mean? And so with that being said, shouts out to Robert Kraft, because I wasn't totally mad at him for it.
Me either.
You know what I mean?
I was a little
disappointed that he got caught up in it. You know what I mean? He got way too many cell phones, too many people. He got way too many too much money to have to go do that. However, I'm not necessarily mad at him. But the way they're going to...
He shouldn't be in no place anywhere where they have video.
No, they shouldn't.
That's on his staff.
His team's
supposed to have been already in
there. You got over...
Sweeping that.
A quadrillion dollars and stuff like that. when you don't have to leave your house for nothing.
And you a celebrity.
And you a celebrity. I mean, it's not like he's a quiet owner. I mean, he's a very well-known owner. And shouts out to his team, because this is the very first year I stopped hating on the Patriots. And I stopped hating on Tom Brady.
Yeah, I started hating on him when they played Atlanta. That went out the window.
Yeah, I mean, it's just what it is, man. I'm not mad at Robert Kraft. Like I said again, I'm not mad at a lot of people, man. But you gotta have, when you gonna have sex with anybody nowadays, give them a permission slip, make them sign on the dotted line, because that's the only way you gonna be able to do something that's consensual nowadays. If somebody say you did something to them nowadays, and especially if you're a celebrity, and public opinion is a motherfucker. And that's just what it is.
Yeah, they're going to drag it, man. But I don't have nothing against him. And I say that because Robert Kraft, like, he does a lot for the African-American community.
Right.
So I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, throw him up under the bus.
Right.
But he has to be held. If y'all mandated them rules, because owners they have their meetings.
Uh-huh.
And if y'all mandated these rules, and these are the rules that y'all work out with the union for the NFL players, then you should be responsible as well. Like, right. If you get yourself in a situation, you should hold yourself to a higher standard. You should hold yourself to the same standard as the rest of these NFL players. And whatever punishment that you have to take, even if you had to leave off the board of your team, or you have to let your son come and be the president or the acting CEO of your company, then that's the punishment you have to take.
Right.
I don't think because you are an owner, and that because your organization already won 6 Super Bowls and you a billionaire, that you should be not accountable for your actions as an NFL owner. You should be held to the same standards as the rest of the players that you pay.
Right. That's the situation, man. I mean, you know,
it ain't gonna happen.
I just don't really believe in this equality stuff, man. I don't. It's not that I don't think that it shouldn't exist. I believe that it should exist, but I don't believe it's ever gonna happen.
Turn a blind eye.
Yeah, you know what I mean. This monopoly game in this world, in this country, is real. Okay, you know what I mean. This monopoly shit is real. Like, you know what I mean. If we were playing Monopoly right now, and I told you it was 4 to 5 people playing right now, and I told you that you couldn't play, you'd be looking at me, what the hell you mean I can't play? Well, goddamn, that's the equality world in this country that we live in. Some people tell your ass you can't play, and while everybody else is still playing the game.
That's why you gotta create your own
board. You're damn right. But when you still on the board, when you want to play the game, I'm just saying, but when you be playing the game by yourself, but when you want to play that game, you know, we don't live on an island. Like, you know what I'm saying? We live in the same country. We live in the same walls like everybody else do. We talking about equality here. Like, you know what I mean? And equality measurements ain't going to never, it's going to take 400 years for us to catch up. Sorry.
We'll never catch up, dude. We can educate ourselves.
That's it.
We can educate ourselves. We can be more smarter.
More smarter, more brilliant about everything.
About everything. And the only thing we can do is take what we know and put it in the individuals that's coming up so they can be more better and wiser as far as moving ahead in their lives. That's the best thing we can do.
Right.
Well, we're about to wrap everything up. I know Carl, he has a show tonight, so I don't even want to hold him hostage any.
I enjoyed myself right here. I want to come back and do this again.
Anytime, bro.
I gotta come back and do this again, and without having a show. They hit me up right now. They're like, Carl, where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Wifey hit me up. Where you at? Where you at? You got a show tonight? I'm like, I know. I'll be there anyway. I do this. I'm gonna go up there and talk about Lawyer Johnson anyway.
Talk about me.
You know what I'm saying? I just left my man, Lawyer Johnson. I'm about to ready to go turn this show up. Man, look,
Let everybody know, you know what I'm saying? Let them know where they can find, you know what I'm saying? Carl.
Look me up on Carl A. Youngman. I'm on Facebook. I don't have too many other social media connections, man, because social media is just...
Because your wife just cut all that out.
Yeah, my wife cut all that out. She wasn't having that at all. Shout out to... Love you, baby. I'll be home later. I got this show to do. I'm talking to you right now, baby. Love you. But yeah, man, I'll be at the Carnegie Center tonight downtown. It's off of East Washington. I'm about to ready to Uber my stuff on down that way right now, and about to get on out that way. But yeah, I'll be at Stand Up Live June 2nd. I'll be in It Started Crazy July 5th. So I'm pretty much booked up, man. I'm ready to go, man. I'm training to go right now, man. I'm trying to get, man. When you gonna get back on the scene again, man? I see you.
But you know, I'm traveling, man.
I just want to be able to ride with him one day.
Next month I'll be in LA, man. I start my tour next month.
I just want to go with him one day. That's
it. It'll start off in LA, April 30th. Your boy will be out there. So I'll be in LA. I'll be in LA like a good portion of this year. I will be in LA, and I'm excited. I'm blessed. I'm just like overwhelmed. So it's a lot of emotions going through my body every day. Just knowing that where I'm going at, so I'm happy for that.
Right.
But y'all know y'all can find me on Facebook. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Lawyer Johnson 2006. You also can find me on Twitter at Lawyer Johnson 13.
Right.
One thing I would like for the audience to do, if y'all looking at the show and y'all feel like we can do something better, please do not be afraid to inbox me. Message me on Facebook. You know, message me on Facebook and be like, Lawyer, I think you should do this. I think that you can add this on to the show. I think you should, you know, put more grease on your bald head, or you should shave all the hair off your head. Anything that you can add to my show, I'm more than happy to accept it. I'm one of the dudes that I don't shy away from constructive criticism. So if you criticize me on something, trust me, I'm going to try to work on that aspect of me, because I'm always looking to become better. So message me. And if you can't message me, make sure you send me an email at lawyerjohnson2006@yahoo.com. I'll respond to your email. And I like to thank everybody for just giving me a lot of support with this podcast, video cast, and also support me throughout the years with my comedy. I have a lot of good events coming up this year, and I'm ready to jump into it. So I like to thank everybody for tuning in to the Lawyer Johnson Shave Your Ball Comedy Sports Radio Show. I also would like to thank Carl Youngman for jumping on at such a short notice and being a part of the show.
Yeah, he hit me up yesterday. It was like, Carl, I got the spot for you. And I was like, I can do two things. I can go to the shake. I can sit here on this show. I can sit here with a lawyer. And I said, fuck it. I'm going to do both of them. So you know what? I'm here. I'm showed up. We showed out. I appreciate it. And I love talking sports. This is actually like my thing to do.
We're
going to
bring him back on, man. We have a treat for y'all next week. My boy, Keith Ellis, will be coming up here next year.
Oh, Keith is going to be here next week?
Keith will be up here next year. He's one of my comedy mentors.
That's my guy
right
there.
If you don't know Keith Ellis, like, he have, when I tell you this dude have a bio, it's serious. Like, this dude, he was in the Waiting to Exhale. He was in the Five Kings with Ice Cube.
Three Kings.
The Three Kings with
something
Ice
like
Cube. Like his resume.
He got a bio.
His resume is serious. So when this guy come up here, he ain't bringing any guy up here. Like, he has a bio that's impeccable. An impeccable bio that I'm gonna let him explain it.
It's some real deal Holyfield stuff.
Yeah. So I'm excited to bring him up here next weekend, and then the following weekend I have my boy Mike B. Dapper. He's coming back on, so you know it's gonna be a wild show.
I should come out here for that one.
Yeah, so we have a wild show. We have a wild, some good shows coming up.
B. Dapper.
But I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to the Lawyer Johnson Comedy Sports Radio Show. We'll see y'all next week at the same time, same bat channel. And until we see you again, y'all make sure y'all shave y'all balls. Peace.
And hair grease.
Deuces.